Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's Friday, and it's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah, we're just...
Shining.
On those good vibes, 585-252-9800. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and starting the day off with us.
I'm exhausted.
Who's here, Breeze?
I think everyone's sleeping if they watched the Bills game last night, to be honest.
That's why my vibes were up. Bills won 31-21 against the Dolphins last night. What a game.
It was low-key boring.
Bills are 3-0. I disagree.
It was kind of a boring game.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
I went to bed at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, I did.
Couldn't do it.
I'm just a true fan, which obviously one of us in the room, and that's clearly me.
Just started watching.
Yeah, it was... too close for most of it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it was.
Like, guys, what are we doing here? But I think it does raise some questions about, like, since the Bills are undefeated, they're going into their fourth game next Sunday. Is it, like, is there more pressure, obviously, to continue? Or once they lose, we'll have more grace? Because it's like, well, they haven't lost one yet. So.
No, it's only three games in the season. The odds that they go undefeated the whole season are pretty slim. We're expecting them to lose at least five games.
Oh my God.
If that.
How are you putting that out there?
No, I'm just saying, though. I mean, it's not what it's about. As long, you know, it's all about getting those playoffs. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And so far... it's beautiful watching the Dolphins start the season off 0-3 and the Chiefs 0-2. It's great.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why it's a good Friday today. Go Bills.
Go Bills. All right, who else is here? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm so glad it's Friday and that it's payday today. Let's go.
Amen.
Let's see who else is here. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Tomorrow, Nate and I are going to a local rib fest.
Where's that, Amy? In Sodas?
I don't know. And enjoying our last free weekend before the big quinceañera.
I can get down for some ribs, that's for sure.
Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
You too, Amy. Thanks for checking in.
Big quinceañera next weekend. Huge. It's going to be great.
Yeah, those are, I've been to a couple.
If I wasn't going to a wedding, I would definitely swing by.
Oh, you have a wedding to attend?
I do this weekend?
Who's getting married?
Next weekend.
Oh, next week. Who's getting married?
My friends Jenna and Kate. They're absolutely crushing it.
Do you think being at the an additional wedding that you have to go to this year, do you think being there is going to hype you up even more for yours? Or is it just going to stress you out like, man, I'm going to have a lot to do. There's going to be a lot of planning.
I think it'll be great.
Just go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I'm way ahead of schedule, so feeling good about all of that. Who else is here? We have our girl Bethany weighing in.
What's up, Beth?
Bethany says, good morning. Feeling good because, honestly, I'm exhausted from watching the Bills, and I can't wait to take a nap later. Same, sister. Same. I might cancel all my plans today to take a nap.
What's on the docket?
What is it on the docket? I got to go to the gym, and then I got to go to Canandaigua for a doctor's appointment, and then I have to go on the boat, and then I have, you know, a parade party, and then I have to go to the new place in Fairport. It's just like a lot, you know?
What's the new place in Fairport?
It's called Backwoods. It's a brand new place that is owned and operated by Kettle Ridge. So it's right next to our house or our apartment. And they do live music. There's a stage. There's a bar. It's all outside.
Like a venue type of thing?
Yeah, but not like a venue where like you're going to host a wedding there. More of like a smaller venue where you can just go like listen to music.
Got it.
Yeah, it looks really cool. But going there tonight, if I make it.
If you make it. Yeah, what else is going on this morning? Yeah, I had to stop by my parents yesterday. I was like, you know, I got to go water the plants. I promised them I would because my brother couldn't do it. And it was my job to begin with. And I showed up and I'm like, this is not good. Everything is just dead. I was like, oh, I got a couple of days to bring everything back to life before they get home. So, yeah, it's not looking pretty good. As you know, I'm not great when it comes to taking care of plants, but
or anything for that matter. But that's okay.
We got to talk about Stephen Plouffe, who's back in the news again, and we talked about him earlier this week. Cops did a welfare check on him. Dude's 47 years old. All full transparency here. He looks 72, but he's been through a lot, and he's the one that had RGH on total lockdown from escaping that hospital. I think it was on Tuesday, but I'll tell you why he ended up back in the news again and why he's facing federal charges coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Stephen Plouffe is at it again.
Not to be confused with Stephen Plouffe.
That's right. Earlier in the week, the guy was in the news after police were called to do a welfare check. 47-year-old Stephen was sitting in his car. Police said he ignored their commands, tried to hit them with his car, and then tried to make a spray can into a makeshift torch and pointed at them. Plus, he had a machete and all the things. This was all on the same night. They took him to RGH for a mental hygiene check. He escaped the hospital. Now Plouffe is facing federal charges after being accused of threatening an FBI agent. He was spotted running around his apartment complex with knives on Thursday. This was on the 11th. And he was screaming, "I'm going to kill you," and saying he hoped someone called the police because he would go after them with the weapons.
Oh, okay.
He then called a family member saying he was going to kill them. And according to a criminal complaint, this was on September 15th, an FBI agent found two posters on their porch at their home in Ogden with threatening messages written on them. And the agent reported it to the Ogden Police Department and provided home security footage which showed Plouffe putting the signs on the porch. And if there's one thing you can't do, it's harass and threaten an FBI agent.
Yeah, especially, you can't do it.
Especially at their home. And after the Ogden police chief watched the footage, he recognized the man as Stephen Plouffe, who he had worked with for years.
Like, oh, I know that guy.
Years at the department. And then when Greece police officers searched his home while executing a state search warrant, they found the words F the FBI written across his bedroom wall, what looked to be with black spray paint. I mean,
he's really unhinged at this point.
Really bizarre.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Plouffe served
like this little home decor.
You know, this guy served with the Ogden Police Department from 2005 to 2021. And Chief Travis Gray said his departure was on good terms. He then transferred to the Orleans County Sheriff's Office. The complaint says he resigned 2 years ago in 2023 after being placed on administrative leave due to suspected drug use.
Not our Steven.
Needless to say, this guy is in a lot of trouble. This is obviously a mental health thing. He's lost his mind.
No, yeah, he's losing it.
And he's going after police. He's going after...
He needs to be put away in a facility.
FBI?
To be a safety for the safety of himself and everyone else around him. To be honest,
he's not well.
No, he's not well. Not.
And just from a couple of the photos I gathered from, like, you know, you see the inside of somebody's home and how they live. It's not well.
It's not. Yeah, he's not doing well.
Coming up on the show, Breeze.
It's not great. Coming up on the show. Listen, guys, there's only 97 days till Christmas. Like so.
I was hoping someone was going to say it.
97 days till the big day of Christmas morning. And I don't think it's ever too early to start thinking about what you want to ask for Christmas. And in the days of Amazon this and two-day shipping that, I think honestly, this year, I'm only going to shop one way. And this is a way that I want to bring back because... it's nostalgic, it's easy, and you can also still do it from the comfort of your home.
Oh, interesting.
I'll tell you exactly what it is and how we're all going to start doing it coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. Breezy announced before we went in a commercial break, there is 97 days until Christmas. And I'm sure
not that I'm counting or anything.
No, I'm sure there's a lot of you that don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. And you came up with an idea of how you want to bring back this shopping tip, right?
I know. I think in a world of Amazon and online shopping and everything so accessible to us at any given moment within a day, maybe two, maybe hours. There are a lot of people that have kind of stopped shopping IRL, which is sad, right? Obviously, we've seen that happen in different situations. But I think that people are sometimes forgetting that there is another way to shop that we have completely kind of stopped utilizing.
The mall.
No, I'm talking about shopping at home.
Oh.
Shopping from the comfort of your own home that doesn't require a computer whatsoever. It requires a phone, but not to go online.
Please, with
Christmas on the horizon here, can we please bring back shopping in a catalog? Like, I want to get that JCPenney's.
Oh, do you remember the catalogs?
That was as thick as the Bible. And I want to sit down in my chair and I want to circle. I want to circle everything that I want for Christmas. And then I want to hand it to my mom and have her say, so we can only pick like five of these and then the rest will go to your grandmother.
Guys, what happened to the catalogs? You don't see them anymore. I got in trouble in middle school because I had two of them under my bed that I was hiding. So I was looking through the lingerie section.
Oh, God.
And I was circling the women that I thought were pretty. My mom's like, we got to get you in to see someone.
People forget that before the internet and before the times of 5G, it was really paper that we were shopping with, looking at inappropriate images with.
Sure.
And even like, I get that. The convenience of shopping online, right? But this is still just as convenient. You're still in your home.
But Breeze, nobody's getting catalogs anymore. I mean, you might get one of those pamphlets from Costco to show you all the sales going on, but a thick phone book from JCPenney isn't even really around anymore. You're not getting it.
It's horrifying.
You can still call up QVC.
That's what that was my other thing. Like QVC, bring it back. But the thing I hate about QVC is like they have one thing that they're airing for like 2 hours and it's like, all right, next, let's go to the next thing.
It's a bracelet you're not interested in.
You know what I mean? So, but with the catalog, it's there, it's tangible, you're circling, you can envision yourself and you're circling things you don't even really want.
You don't want,
you're just like, I think I need this. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah. But I do miss the catalogs. That's for sure. You get so excited when they show up because you would go through there, you cut out things you wanted, and you'd make your Christmas list.
Yep, that's exactly what was happening. And I honestly think that if catalogs were still a thing, I would be more inclined to ask for things for Christmas. Because I can see it. They have... Here's the thing I love about it. It's organized. It's organized chaos. It's all there. There's sections. There's folders. There's tabs. On the internet, you can just find yourself down a rabbit hole at any given moment. And that's not something that... is easy for everybody,
Guys, I think Sky Mall is still a thing. That was my absolute favorite.
Sky Mall was insane.
Sky Mall was always in the back seat of...
any airplane seat.
Any airline.
It was literally right there next to the instructions for a crash that nobody read as well.
You could still
go... In the barf bag.
You still go to skymall.com, which is America's favorite store. It's an online shopping catalog.
Why wouldn't you want to, purchase things from 40,000 feet in the sky, Why wouldn't you want to do that? It's just something that you need to do. I think that catalogs are slept on. I think bringing print back would be beneficial for everyone. And honestly, it would probably just make us more down to earth and humble.
So apparently, according to Google... shopping catalogs are still around and are experiencing a comeback.
Really? Am I onto something here?
I mean, but is that hard to believe? I mean, vinyl just made a huge comeback.
I know.
The cassette tape.
Everything will come back around. I just want that big-ass JCPenney's catalog in my fingertips this holiday season. You always get it around Halloween, beginning of November, and you just start going nuts. You just start going absolutely nuts. I get my Sharpie out. I'm just circling things for no reason. She's like, you don't even own a home. Like, why are you circling a brand new door? I'm like, because I need it. She's like, you're seven. So
you're eventually going to need that. Yeah. I'm waiting for the VCR to make a comeback so I can replay all of my old tap dance videos.
So, I don't know. I just thought about it. With Christmas being, only 97 days away, I want to start working on my Christmas list. And the only way I'm doing it this year is via catalog. So, thank you so much.
It's time to bridge the digital gap. You know what I mean? Bring back catalogs. Well said, Brazy.
Thank you.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
I know.
Because when you said you can do this from the comfort of your own home, what else is there aside from Amazon?
I know.
Oh, there's shopping catalogs.
Duh. Hello.
Skymall.com.
Well, now that's defeating the purpose. It's just still shopping online. Moose is just booking random flights to shop Sky Mall. I'm like, that's not. 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's Moose and Breezy.
Good morning.
68 for the high today, and yes, we're going to see a lot of sun, so we'll take it. You may hate to admit this, you guys, but how many of you listening hate the fact that your ex is thriving? If so, call us and tell us about
it. There's so many of you that are like, me, me.
585-252-9800. Let's get it. You ever check up on your ex and they're somehow living a better life than you? They got a new job, new teeth.
Yeah.
They're suddenly running marathons.
No, not for me, but I mean, I hear those stories for a lot of people.
Yeah. And you can say how happy you are for them until you're blue in the face. But deep down, you're lying. And I don't think you should feel bad about that. I think it's normal to feel a certain way when you generally see someone doing better than you, especially an ex. You know how many times I've looked an ex in the eyes and said, I wish you the best. I don't mean it.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'll never forget when I was living my 12 years in California. You know, I had moments of success and moments of failure. I had a lot of struggles, but I did. I had a lot of accomplishments I'm proud of. And when my ex and I broke up, I remember
her. That was my biggest one.
I remember her touching base when I get back home to Rochester. She saw everything I was doing. And she sent me a message that said, looks like you're doing well. Happy for you. And she hated that I was happy and thriving. Hated it.
Is this your real estate agent?
No.
Oh.
No, my ex in LA. But it made me feel so good. And it's why you shouldn't block anyone online either. Let them see how well you're doing.
Oh my God, I would never. I would never.
You would never block anyone?
No.
No, of course
not. But I've always been blocked.
Right. Oh yeah,
which is so crazy because I would throw him a like every once in a while. I'd throw him a bone.
Sure,
you gotta absolutely not. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. Support.
The phones are ringing. Hello, PXY.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
And you know, I just have to say it's really true what you guys are talking about because I was dating a real loser, and I hate that he's doing well. You know?
Okay.
I hate it. Okay. Like, seriously? I mean, he's only doing well because of me, and that just sucks, you know? And, you know, if it wasn't for me, he'd be sitting around drinking energy drinks and eating frozen pizza and, like, picking his nose. It's, like, ridiculous.
Cute.
You're fired up, Danielle. When did this relationship, when did it end?
About a year or so ago.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, you know,
you're unhappy that he's doing well now?
Yeah, like what?
Yes, because like he was a nightmare, exactly. So like, you know, I used to beg him to go on walks with me or go to the gym or get a better job, and right. He would never do any of that. He was just so lazy. And you know, I'm not proud of it, but I did end up cheating on him and moving on to somebody better. But I never cheated on him physically. Like, I cheated on him emotionally.
Oh, that's so that's great. Much better than, that's much
yes,
better, sure.
I think so. I mean,
she's
I just
like, of
got,
course.
You know, what do you expect? The guy was just a lump, and he was just a nightmare, and he never
Danielle,
wanted to do anything.
Danielle, I'm sure it must feel good to take a nice steamy dump all over this poor guy, but if he was so gross to you, why did you start dating him to begin with?
Correct.
Well, he wasn't that way when I started. I mean, he seemed like he had his act together. And then he just kind of, gave up on everything. Yeah,
was he depressed?
Was one of those things where, no, it was more like I was making good money, so he didn't have to kind of thing. It's kind of like he was like, oh, well, I'm just going to take the easy way out, you know, kind of thing, I think.
So he was comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, a little too comfortable, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we end up breaking up. And he loses over 70 pounds. And now he's posting these shirtless gym selfies. And everybody's like, wow, you look so amazing. You know, and I'm thinking, where was this guy? Where was this guy when he was sitting around inhaling mozzarella sticks in my couch every night?
Oh, man. This is brutal.
You know?
He's seeking his revenge.
I don't even want him back.
His revenge body.
But, you know, yeah. I guess so. I wouldn't even want him back.
Why can't you be happy for him?
I don't know. It just bugs me. Like,
because secretly, you know, we can't be, right?
I guess so, because I just hate that he waited until after he was with me to get his life back together. And then and for some reason, it just gets under my skin that he's doing well. And he was when he was with me.
Nightmare.
I don't know. Part of me feels like you should be happy for him as far as his health is concerned, that he's turned his act around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, I did reach out to him, you know, to see how he was doing, and he didn't even respond. Like,
do you blame him? You cheated on him.
Right.
But it wasn't like that. I just got really attached to somebody else, and then, you know, we broke up, and then I started being with this other guy. It wasn't like I was running around on him. Okay?
Oh, my God. I don't know what's better.
I know. Whatever you got to tell yourself, Danielle. That's wild. So are you still with the other guy?
I'm still with the other guy, and I'm actually really happy with him. And I know
it's terrible, but
it just bugs me. It just bugs me that this guy is, like, you know, flaunting it all over the place. And he's got such a fat ego that used to go with his fat body. And now I hope he gains all that weight back.
Oh, Danielle, come on.
This is wild.
Danielle.
How are you wishing for someone's downfall and their health?
I know. What are you doing, Danielle?
This is a low point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick.
Don't go on his Facebook. Block. Delete.
Yeah, I know. That's what my therapist says too. I just feel like I put in all this time and energy into the before version, and now somebody's going to get the upgraded model, and that's just not fair.
It is what it is. You sound extremely jelly. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you sound so bitter.
You're very bitter. And, you know, hey, people move on, and you just you helped him get to maybe a place where he needed it the most. That was your only job, and now you move on.
Yeah.
That's it. Think about it in terms of that way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, well, have a good rest of your morning.
You sound like you're going to have a great weekend, so.
I was just calling and laying into what you're talking about and being, like, real, so.
I know.
My two cents.
I appreciate the story. All right, have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, Danielle was calling in to share with us just how proud she is of her ex and all of his accomplishments. Megan says, this is my life. I helped my ex get sober, got him on track with a new job. Then he left and married the next girl he met. Thriving is an understatement.
It
is what it
is. Like, if it's not for you, it will pass you. Like, period.
If it's not for you, it will pass you.
It's...
Preach! Let's go over to this person.
And if it's for you, it won't.
Danielle doesn't
sound like the Miami Dolphins coach. Like, if it's yours, it's yours, you know?
In order to not lose the game, you got to win the game.
In order to win, you got to win.
Danielle doesn't sound bitter at all. Her ex finally got himself together, and she's pissed that she's still in the same place. Yeah. You know, not everyone has to cheer for their ex, but rooting against someone's health is crazy.
No. Yeah, that's wild. She goes, I hope he eats himself into oblivion. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
Finally, someone's doing something to help us out. I mean, listen, we're just trying to go see a concert every now and again, maybe attend a game or two of some sort, but I truly have to sell my entire soul to do so, but not anymore, people. If you are in the same boat of, I really wanted to see Taylor Swift, but it was $9 million. Yeah, that was a big blowback for Ticketmaster, but it stops here. It stops now. The Federal Trade Commissioner, the FTC, and its bipartisan group of state attorneys general sued Ticketmaster and its parent company on Thursday. So yesterday this all went down, saying that they are forcing consumers to pay more to see live events through a variety of illegal tactics. So the FTC said that Live Nation and Ticketmaster, which are owned by the same company, have deceived artists and consumers by advertising low prices than what the consumers must pay. Lower prices and then what the consumers pay are falsely claimed as different fees and things like that. And the number of tickets that consumers can buy for said event has strict limits and things of that nature. In reality, the FTC says that Ticketmaster coordinates with ticket brokers who bypass those ticket limits. And the FTC said that brokers use fake accounts to buy up to millions of dollars worth of tickets and sell them for markup prices using the platform that is Ticketmaster. So Ticketmaster obviously benefits from all of these additional fees and the sales that is kind of getting on the kickback of them selling to these brokers, says the FTC. So what happens now? Well, Ticketmaster controls 80% of all of major U.S. concert venue primary ticketing, according to the FTC, and consumers spent more than $82.6 billion buying tickets from Ticketmaster between 2019 and 2024. And we need to take into account here that 2020 basically doesn't count because there was no concerts. So that's really 4 years that that all went down.
It's a buttload of money. $82.6 billion.
It really is. So the lawsuit was filed by the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. Joining the lawsuit were attorneys general of Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Nebraska, Tennessee, Utah, and Virginia. I'm sure a lot of other states will be jumping on that as well, but it's just a completely botched way of selling tickets, and I hope that it comes to a complete and utter stop.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that money is has been accumulated just over Taylor Swift's tours.
No, I
know. The last few years.
I know. And it like doesn't help her at all because it just makes her look completely unobtainable. Yeah. And there was a slight citing of a rule or law change back in 2022 when everything happened with Taylor Swift, but nothing really came of it.
You know, a lot of these artists, too, they have to come out and, you know, they have to cover their ass. And they're like, look, I don't do that. OK,
right.
I don't take tickets and sell them for $10,000-$11,000.
Yeah.
The ticket cost is the ticket cost, you know. Their people deal with that. They set the price.
It's just insane because like a regular ticket to a concert used to be like $50 to $100, maybe like, I don't know, most like $200-$300. Now it's like you can't get away with buying a ticket for like if a good ticket at that, like a nice seat close for like $800.
Yeah,
that's
no kidding.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. Anybody buy season tickets for the new Bills Stadium? What's that costing you? It's like your life savings.
So now, I was talking to Duffy down the hall about this. Now, with the new stadium that a lot of stadiums are implementing, is it's not just enough to buy your season tickets. You have to buy a license.
Correct.
For your seat.
That's right.
So he said that is a one-time fee of around anywhere from 10 to 20 grand.
Plus on top of that, the tickets for the seat per seat. Yeah.
Yep.
This week, it was brought to my attention, you guys, that Breezy's mom has a crush on me, and I don't know. I've been so busy with life. I've been so busy that I didn't even have the time to look up and notice what was right in front of me all this time.
Also, I have another bone to pick with you because I'm a fiance now, and I was not going through, but I saw my fiance's DMs last night.
Well, we got to focus on one woman at a time here.
Oh, my
God. Coming up, we're going to get Breezy's mom on the phone with us to see if this is just a crush or if it's something more. That's next on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
I just want everyone to know that sometimes in life, good things come to you when you least expect it.
Don't chase, get chased.
I wouldn't call this a good thing.
It's PXY morning.
I'm actually sick to my stomach, so.
It's Moose and Breezy. It was brought to my attention this week that Breezy's gorgeous, stunning, beautiful mother, Bethy, has a crush on me.
Allegedly.
For the record, I am beyond flattered. And first off, I just, you know...
He can't even speak. He's overwhelmed. He's flustered. He's really flustered.
I'm overwhelmed. How did this come about?
So basically, on Tuesday, we had my fundraising event at Bronca. You were there. Thank you for the support. My mom was there. Thank you, my mom, for the support. And she saw you for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I don't know when, you know, the last time you guys saw each other, but she looked at her best friend who was at the event with her and was like, she turned to him and was like, Moose looks really good. Like, Moose is looking really good.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, like, whatever. Didn't think anything of it. But she said something like that when you were in Italy, too. And I was like, okay, like, got it. And then we were on the boat on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And her and I just, like, have been going out recently, just, like, sitting because it's been so nice. And she brings it up again. She was like, you know, Moose just looks really good. Like... He's like really like he looks big and
he looks big.
I'm like, ooh. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then like literally she brought it up again. And I was like, all right, we got it. We got it. I was like, the only reason he looks big is because he's standing next to short people.
Okay, right. I don't know. I just felt like I was glowing in Italy. I don't know what it is.
I feel like you were too, but like it was circumstantial. So like don't get a big head about it.
Hi, Bethy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, Beth,
she's giggling like a schoolgirl.
I just want to take a minute to apologize because I've been so damn busy with life and I've been so consumed with my own selfish agenda that I didn't take the time to look up and notice what was right in front of me.
You've literally neglected her.
So. I don't care that you have two bad knees. I just...
They're better now.
I don't.
They're better now. A double knee replacement did her wonders.
So, Beth, let's just get this out of the way. What is it about me that first caught your eye?
Moose. You know, I think it's just your glowing personality and your beautiful blue eyes, I gotta say.
Oh, my God.
That's the eyes.
Are you guys flirting, like, right here?
me being Breezy's stepdad is crazy.
No, literally, what a turn of events. Not the throuple. Not Moose going back to Italy with my parents next week for a family vacation.
Beth, do you believe in age gaps?
No.
Neither.
Oh, okay. She goes, no, it's not.
I mean, one of my best friends is, like, 20 years younger, and another best friend is 30 years older, so I'm good.
30?
Yeah, I'm a visitor in the nursing home every week.
She's like 90 what? Two?
Three.
Three. Yeah.
That's wild. I know, because when I saw you Tuesday, I told Breezy, I was like, your mom is absolutely glowing. You look stunning.
You guys are just finding each other in a crowded room.
And then she came to me and said, you know, the feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, well, you know, and here's the thing. Ever since I got home, I've been drinking a lot of water, eating a lot of fruit. I like to work out, so I've been like eating creatine for breakfast. So I'm glad that that's starting to pay off, and
just
somebody noticed. Somebody finally noticed.
Keep going, Moose. Keep going. You're doing great.
You snorting protein powder at 4 a.m. just like isn't working.
Are you ready to be a cougar, or do you prefer emotionally advanced guys with needs? Does that make sense?
No.
You know, I think I'm good where I'm at because, you know, we got this big trip planned, and I don't need him mad at me.
Right, that is true.
Is your husband, is Todd there?
Oh, I'm sure he's listening. He's downstairs.
Oh, is he?
Him?
Yeah. He's in on it, too. He's like, I'm honestly game. It's just really disheartening because last night, I know this is a little sidebar, but I want to fill her in and everybody else.
Okay.
Last night, we were out at our friend's house for the Bills game, and Patrice, my fiance, was sitting next to me, and I was just, like, looking over her shoulder. Every time she opens her DMs, I, like, want to see the tea. Like, I want to see what's going on.
Right.
And her last message was to you.
Okay.
And you posted one of your weird selfie, like, mirror selfie things.
Sure.
And she swiped up and was, like, looking good. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh, no, she I have it right here. She goes, Moose, you look jacked. And I, you know,
and you didn't respond because you were holding out for my mom.
I'm a loyal guy. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a loyal guy.
I was like, this is literally my nightmare. Like, every single person in my life that is supposed to be obsessed with me is obsessed with Moose, and I need therapy. So.
Well, I just want to let you know, Bethy, that you, anytime you've ever come in the room, it's never gone unnoticed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Moose. You're full of it, but yeah.
No, I'm not. You're the type of woman to make a man a hearty breakfast. And believe me, I do like breakfast.
She doesn't eat before two, so.
All right, Bethy, we love you so much. What are you wearing right now?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
All right. We'll see ya.
Okay.
She's like, see ya. With that being said, I just got a message from Patrice, my fiance, and she goes, Moose being my future stepfather-in-law is a big turn of events. I hate it here.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pay no attention to those gray skies. The sun is on its way. Trust me. I should know. I'm a meteorologist.
He's literally not.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Happy Friday, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. 68 for the high today, and yes, we will see the sun. Do you got a hot take? What is it? 585-252-9800 for there I said it. Come through.
Come play. It's really not necessary, but thank you so much.
Hey, it's Karen from Brighton. People who make their kids take soccer every season, even when the kid hates it, are miserable humans. Let the kid be bored. There I said it.
Take soccer is a crazy way to word it. Like they're taking a class.
Yeah.
Play soccer, Karen?
They're taking soccer.
Please. They got to take soccer. They got to take it. I can't. It's too much. Someone's tired from the Bills game, and that someone is me. Mine for today, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I really want to know if other people agree with me or not. I do not feel productive doing work unless I am on a desktop computer. There, I said it. I feel like doing work on my laptop is fake, and
I would never get anything done on a laptop.
Not productive at all.
Yeah. I
cannot wait to move in to my new house and get a desktop computer.
You got it. You need it.
And get an office.
The most amount of work I get done is at a desk. I sit at my desk.
I think it's because I equate laptop usage and like when you're on a, when you're using a laptop, you're like
you're shopping.
Sitting, yeah, but you're sitting on like a couch or like in bed or something. Right, right. Like sitting at a desk using a laptop is for the birds.
It's hard.
I said it.
Yeah, it's hard. I have nowhere to rest my arms.
It's a lot.
I can't do it.
It's a lot.
Hey, what's up, guys? Please don't say my name. I have a coworker who writes their name on everything in the fridge at work, even the creamer. She's the most passive-aggressive person I've ever met, so I secretly replaced her name with someone else's on all the items just to mess with her head, and it was invigorating. I love you guys.
Evil. Evil. Cruel and unusual.
I love that. Good for you.
Yeah, get it. Get it, buddy.
I love that because it's harmless, you know? You're still messing with someone, but you're not being overly mean about it.
You're just ruining their whole day. So
yeah.
Throwing off their entire vibe.
Yeah, I love that. Let's go over to Dave. People who call the cops for kids playing too loud are officially the worst humans alive. There, I said it. Yeah, what about the people that call the cops on the kids trying to sell candy, you know, to raise money outside of like a outside of Target?
That was literally just me in San Diego.
Yeah.
That guy tried to swindle me, and you know it.
It's just so embarrassing. Like, this little kid is trying to sell candy, and Breezy's like, how much? He's like, $7? $7? That's a freaking ripoff.
Literally, for a candy bar? Hit the bricks. Hit the bricks.
Poor kid. Someone had to give him money.
And then he was like, well, I'll do 3 for $20. I'm like, that's even more. I'm losing money at that point. So,
Who else is here? Let's go over to Lori weighing in. Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Last Saturday, I saw a bachelorette party taking pics in front of the Erie Canal like it was Santorini, and OMG, I was low-key embarrassed for them. There, I said it.
It's too much.
Simply too much.
This person says, if career growth actually matters, 100% working 100% remote is a trap, and you will never move up in that industry. There, I said it.
It's not true. I disagree. There's always room for growth in a company. It doesn't matter if you work at home or in the office.
But no one will see you. No one will see you.
You're still getting the work done.
And it could be a facade. You could get not promoted because somebody else is more vocal on Teams or chat or Slack or whatever it is that people use.
It's definitely important to jump on those Zoom calls, that's for sure.
This person says, ghosting is fine for the most part. There, I said it.
All right.
Just Moose texting in.
Hey, Moose and Breezy, the Starbucks on Park Ave is a total vibe. If anyone is going there this morning who's single, hit me up. My name is Cece. My face will be buried in a computer, but come say hi anyways. I'm the one with the cute white shirt. Okay, so if anyone sees a woman in Starbucks on Park with a white shirt on, it's probably Cece.
I don't support the Starbucks on Park Ave. I refuse. I'm not doing it.
More of a Sasso type of guy. You know what I mean?
Mine's Montgomery Court all day.
All day. Yeah, that's where I accidentally tipped $50.
He never went back because he was so embarrassed. He's like, I'm so good here. I don't know how to work a computer.
It was a lot, you guys. Andrew says, happy Friday, you guys. I judge people based on how they treat service workers, but also based on how they treat karaoke. And if you take it too seriously, I just slowly start to wean you out of my life. There, I said it.
Karaoke?
Yeah, you know, you see those people that treat it like it's an American Idol audition. It's like, okay, we get it. You're a good singer. Nobody's here that's in the business. You're not going to get signed tonight. You know, have some fun with it.
They could.
No. I used to go sit in a coffee shop all the time in LA, just sit there reading a book, waiting to get signed. Nobody noticed me.
I thought you meant doing karaoke. He's like, I brought my boombox, started jumping on the tables, and then I was escorted out.
One time I walked into a coffee shop and Ashton Kutcher's sitting there and he's just kind of chilling. He's hanging out. So I go and pull up a chair and I sit directly next to him. And he looked at me and he goes, do you mind moving over a little bit?
Security?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You like sit on his lap. You're like, so anyways.
Anyway, how are things? How are things?
He's like, I'm the wrong guy for this.
Mine for today is, you know, I think the menu at Cheesecake Factory it's too big. I stopped in this week to grab a slice of cheesecake.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
They
at all.
Handed me a phone book, and I instantly get overwhelmed. And I think they give people way too many options. There, I said it. You don't need that many options.
No, you do. I mean, like, you could do what a lot of those older couples are doing and try everything on the menu, and it's a great strategy to keep people to come back. They want to try everything at Cheesecake Factory? They got to eat there for many moons.
20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever done that? I would love to know if that has been a thing that's been done by, like, you know, Ripley's Believe It or Not, or what's the other one? The world record?
World's. My 600-pound life.
Nope. What is it when you break records?
Guinness Book of World Records.
Guinness. Correct.
What about that couple that was hitting up every single Texas roadhouse?
That's what I was talking about.
Like, yeah, them.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, 60 years.
But they should do it just at Cheesecake.
I don't think it's 60 years.
I think they did it to, like, celebrate 60 years of marriage.
That's right. But they've been to...
Could you imagine if it took them 60 years to do that? I'd be like, I'm giving it up at 30, you know?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And
it's
I'll go
a lot
over
of meat. It's a lot of meat.
Janae says, if your boyfriend's best friend is a woman... or your husband's best friend is a woman, it doesn't mean it's an automatic red flag. My husband has a best friend he sees all the time who's a woman. They went to Vegas. I didn't freak out about it. It's about being secure in your marriage. There, I said it.
They shared a room and a bed, but I was good with it.
Real? Wow. Okay.
They said they had to save money.
Janae, you know.
Times are tough. You know?
It's got to be comfortable to feel that secure in your marriage.
Do you remember when we had that caller call in and they were talking about how their boyfriend, like, drove to Canada to, like, see that their friend?
Yes.
And it was a woman, and then he slept on the couch, and it was like, oh, yeah. I think about that a lot.
It's like you left work in Rochester, drove 2 hours in the middle of the night to another country to hang out with a girl who's just a friend? Right.
Make it make sense, Jonathan.
Moose, dating Breezy's mom is wild. You guys are unhinged.
Honestly,
it's called fate.
It wouldn't be the weirdest thing that happened to me.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, and it's Friday.
Good morning.
Stephen Plouffe's back in the news again.
Not to be confused with Stephen Poof, Poof's brother.
Yes, earlier in the week, this guy was in the news after police were called to do a welfare check. I think we did this story on Tuesday, but 47-year-old Stephen Plouffe was sitting in his car. Police say he ignored their commands. They went up to him. He tried to hit them with his car. Then he tried to make a spray can into a makeshift torch and point it at the police. They found a machete on the guy.
Right.
This is all in the same night. So they took him to RGH. To get a mental evaluation done on the guy, and he escaped the hospital. And that's when Rochester General went into a shutdown mode.
Right.
Weren't allowing people in and out of the hospital. They finally find the guy. They arrest him. Now he's facing federal charges after being accused of threatening an FBI agent. He was spotted running around his apartment complex with knives. This was Thursday on the 11th. And he was just screaming, I'm going to kill you, and saying he hoped someone call the police. Because he would go after them with his weapons. He then called a family member saying he was going to kill that person. And according to a criminal complaint, this was on the 15th this week, an FBI agent found two posters on their porch at their home in Ogden with threatening messages written on them.
Dear.
And the agent reported it to the police department and also provided home security footage, which showed a Stephen Plouffe putting the signs on the porch. And if there's one thing you don't want to do, it's harass and threaten an FBI agent, especially at their home.
Right.
And then after the Ogden police chief watched the footage, he goes, oh, yeah, that's Stephen Plouffe. We worked together for years at the department. I'm like, this guy was a cop?
Right. That's crazy.
when Greece police officers searched his home while executing a state search warrant, they found the words F the FBI written across his bedroom wall. It looked like it was with black spray paint. I'm like, this guy has lost
his
mind.
He's like, just some home decor.
Steven served with Ogden Police from 2005 to 2021. And the chief there said, yeah, his departure was on good terms. He then transferred to the Orleans County Sheriff's Department. And then he resigned only 2 years ago in 2023 after being placed on administrative leave due to suspected drug use.
Well, that makes sense.
Needless to say, the guy is in a lot of trouble, and his head is not in the right place. He is very dangerous. I hope they get him the help he needs, but that dude needs to, he's got to stay within closed doors for a while.
Yeah, behind those
four
walls.
What the hell?
I hope he goes away to like a,
you gotta get
to get evaluated or something along those lines.
He's dangerous.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, this next message is from Sue Ann, who's a mom, and she's also beyond upset. After a classmate deliberately sprinkled peanuts on her son's lunch, knowing he has a severe peanut allergy. And the situation has really got her fired up because of how relaxed the school acted afterwards. We're going to share a Sue Ann's message, tell you exactly what happened, and hear from you guys coming up next on the show. Is this attempted murder? Kids today will do the darnest things, will they not?
Yeah, they will. Swallowing Tide Pods.
It's Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. If your kid suffers from a serious allergy, like peanuts, for example, I mean, you can probably understand why this situation has one mom absolutely livid. And the message we got from a mom named Sue Ann is, it's wild. Her son could have died, and everyone seems to be pretty chill about it. 585-252-9800. If you have any advice or suggestions on how you would handle a situation like the one Sue Ann is in, let us know. Here's the message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Would you guys do me the biggest favor and share my story on the air? I have an 8-year-old with a severe peanut allergy, and I got a call from the school that completely shook me. While my kid was getting a fork from the cafeteria, one of the classmates deliberately smashed a peanut cookie and sprinkled it all on my child's food.
Oh my God.
This was not an accident. The principal confirmed that the other child knew about my kid's allergy. And the principal did call the other child's parents and explain the situation to them. And the parents said they understood.
Not my Tanner.
Right? So the principal even reassured me personally that it would never happen again. But honestly, I don't feel reassured at all. Everyone seems almost too calm about what happened, like it's not a big deal. I don't think the parents of this child understand that my kid could have died. Should I call the other parents myself and speak to them? Do I push the school to do more than just a warning? Has anyone else dealt with something like this? Because I don't know how to handle this without seeming overbearing, if you will.
I mean, it's not overbearing. Your child could have died.
Yeah.
Your child could have gone into anaphylactic shock, so.
Any suggestions would be so helpful. Thank you, guys. Okay, so we would love to hear from you on this because it's horrifying. And I hate to admit this, but I did something similar as a kid, and I look back at it, and it makes me cringe because
you did not.
Kids are careless. And I think I must have been 9 years old, but my buddy had a severe peanut allergy. I took a peanut and I rubbed it on his arm, and his mom freaked out.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that people with a severe peanut allergy don't need to ingest it for it to be harmful.
It could be airborne.
The oils from the peanut could have caused him to stop breathing. They had to give him an EpiPen. I was traumatized. All of this in my kitchen. It was traumatic.
And to think you kept going with your shenanigans up until the age of, I mean, now, 41.
It's yeah.
Crazy. You're like, I mean, let's push the envelope, shall we? Although I almost killed a man.
This is serious, though, especially. And I know my nephew was born with a peanut allergy, and thank God he grew out of that.
Wow. Yeah, it's severe. And you always know who in your class has a peanut allergy because it's broadcasted. I mean, it's well known. It should be because they're always carrying the fanny pack.
On the plane to Rome a couple weeks ago, they didn't serve peanuts because someone on the plane had a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
So they didn't hand them out. And I was looking forward to a nice nut. I'm not going
to
lie.
Had to get his nut.
Sarah says, this is horrifying, and I would demand to know from the school how exactly this would be prevented going forward and how other kids who saw it will also be prevented from copycat behavior. I don't know what the rules are.
I think they need to make an example out of this kid. Letting him off with a warning isn't enough. I mean, he almost killed a man. So,
do you ban peanuts in school? Is that a conversation schools need to start having?
I don't think you ban them in school, but I think that you ban them in classrooms that their students have peanut allergies, and then there will be a certain section of the cafeteria where you can't eat them.
Right.
Like,
hey, good morning, guys. OMG, I would be absolutely furious. I don't care if the principal handled it. I would call that parent myself and make sure they understand how serious this is. The answer is yes, though. Call the other parents and speak with them.
This person says, I have a daughter with a peanut allergy, and if someone did that to my child, the administration and the administration was aware of it, I would press charges.
So if you guys are just tuning in,
I mean, you could get criminal charges for that.
This Sue Ann wrote us for Parental Confidential, and she's shook because her 8-year-old has a severe peanut allergy, and in school, another classmate deliberately smashed a peanut cookie, sprinkled it on her child's food, knowing that he had a peanut allergy. And now everybody seems to be pretty calm about it. The principal said it wouldn't happen again. The parents of that child who did it said they understood. But where do you go from here? Julie says, personal story, my 8-year-old put a peanut and another child's chicken nugget, even though she knew she was allergic. Please make a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. My child is now very aware how dangerous that can be and dealt with the consequences. Make a big deal. This is your child's life.
This person says, you need to have a meeting with the other parents and the school to make sure that they know the implications of his actions and how he could be charged with criminal charges. The kid needs to be held accountable.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like when it comes to like criminal charges for a kid, like I don't know what you'll get, like juvie, whatever.
I know, they're 8 years old.
But like, send them to juvie, you know? Send them there.
You know, as far as Sue Ann, I would definitely put pressure on the school for like an action plan of how exactly they plan on preventing this in the future. Like, what steps are they going to take if it were to happen again? Like, what safeguards are in place?
Right.
In case your child does ingest peanuts. Are there EpiPens close by? Etc. All that. Moose and Breezy, I've been there. My kid has a nut allergy. The calm reactions of adults almost made me more angry than the kid. Take control and make them take it seriously.
You got to do it. I mean, when a kid goes to school who has an allergy or something else along the lines that is like different than everybody else, they are made pretty aware of it, themselves, of how to handle that, although they are so young, and the school is made aware too. So in my experience from people in my class,
yeah,
they always had a fanny pack on them that had all the things that they needed, such as an EpiPen, things of that nature. Like no matter where they went, no matter what they did, because there could be a situation that maybe isn't as direct as this one, but could be out of their control.
Oh my God, yeah. Let me get to one more. Hey guys, so FYI, I read a study recently that said the most effective way to prevent peanut cross-contamination is to make sure there's a peanut-free table at the school. If that's not in place, I would definitely advocate for that. I don't know how many schools have that, to be quite honest. I don't remember that being a thing in high school.
Right.
What a nightmare of a situation. Thank you guys for the suggestions and for Sue Ann sharing her story. Anyone think, though, I mean, schools having a conversation about banning peanuts in certain part of the school is worth it?
Yeah.
I would mean, definitely continue to ask questions.
The kids' lives. You don't want to be liable for this kid losing their life or something yeah. traumatic happening to them.
Yeah. Ask questions on how the school plans on preventing something like this from happening again in the future. We're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for the messages. It's PXY Mornings.
Breezy.
It's Friday. Welcome to the show. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, 68 for the high today. We'll take it. What's up, Breeze?
What up?
It's the last weekend to make it to Fringe Fest because tomorrow night they lower the curtain until next year.
Uh-huh.
And Rochester Fringe Fest is in the top 5 most attended Fringe Festivals in the world. You got 600 shows, 30-plus venues. And there really is something for everyone. And joining us live in the studio this morning is Rochester's only comedy couple. Let's welcome Lisa and Scott Feibusch.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming in. So you got to tell us a little bit about yourself. I have a lot of questions, But I do know you guys are also known for comedy on the deck shows in your backyard. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'm very interested in hearing about that. What is that all about?
So this started, we both started doing comedy right before COVID. Lisa started before I did, as she will be sure to tell you. But, you know, then all of a sudden, all the clubs and venues shut down, all the places you could go and do open mics during the week. And we said, you know what? We have a nice backyard. We've got a deck. It could use some staining maybe. But
sure.
We could have people come on over.
And okay, we love.
And so for the last, 5 years now?
So yeah, 2021 in May is when we started.
Yeah, when the weather's been nice, people come out on a weeknight, and we set up in the backyard. And
How big is this backyard?
It's not big. We're in a little neighborhood in Brighton.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where is this?
So you're by 12 Corners.
Okay, nice. How did you start promoting that? Craigslist?
No, not Craigslist. Actually, if you want to be a comic in Rochester, you have to be on Facebook because there's a Rochester comedy page that promotes everything.
Oh, okay.
And there's also, most cities have them. There's a Buffalo comedy, more than one. There's a Syracuse comedy. So we just posted there and said, anybody want to perform in our backyard? I actually messaged some comics to make sure we had people. And then where I promoted a lot is our neighborhood groups.
Oh, so you do like open mics. It's not just the two of you performing.
Oh, it's an open mic.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Makes sense.
Because you two are basically known as the comedy mom and dad of New York State, right?
I wouldn't say
that's
New York
State. That's a title to have.
That's a title.
Upstate, at least. We'll take upstate.
Yeah, we'll take upstate. And how long have you guys been married for?
29 years now.
Congratulations.
Coming up on you, 39.
So you said that Lisa started doing comedy before you. And was this just like a later in life hobby that you picked up? Like, how did you randomly, you know, in middle age, just be like, I'm going to do comedy now? That's crazy.
I credit two things. First of all, I had a lot of chronic illness in my 40s. And I finally, when I turned 50, was getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a close friend who did a lot of improv comedy, decided he wanted to try stand up.
Okay.
I was the supportive friend. I went to his first show, which it was a comedy showcase. And it was held on April 20th, 420.
Mm-hmm.
It was the night before Easter. It was the second night of Passover. Everybody was telling 420 jokes.
Right.
And I started thinking, what happens when the other holidays fall at the same time? And I found myself writing jokes in my head when I was watching other comics. And he said, oh, you should try this.
Yeah.
So then I went to an open mic, and I had never met the host, but his name's Chris Hasenauer. He doesn't do that much comedy anymore, but on his social media is Has Comedy. He was the host. I had never met him, but then he was really supportive of new comics, and he wrote me a note saying that he really hoped he'd see me at other mics, and I kept going. And mm-hmm. Scott was the supportive spouse. He kept going with me.
And then I started thinking, hey, this looks like fun, and I had been, you know, I was the serious guy across the street on public radio every morning.
Oh, yeah, it got her attention.
20 years.
Sure.
And then, you know, I got out of doing that eventually. And like, you know, I still have this inner need to perform for somebody.
Yeah.
And ideally for actual human beings and not just inside a studio. And I started doing it too. And we discovered, we didn't know it was weird when we started doing it. Nobody told us.
Yeah.
You know, that normally comic spouses are sitting at home, you know, just waiting for the other one to come back and hoping they don't make too many bad jokes.
Right. It's different. Yeah. You guys made a name for yourself. You walked in here with a lot of confidence. Like you know your way around a microphone. Tell us all about Fringe Fest and what people can expect tomorrow night. How can they go see the show? Ticket cost, all of that.
So we're in two shows tomorrow night. Our friends Matt and Sarah do a show called Catharsis Time that is a bunch of local storytellers telling all kinds of really embarrassing true life stories about real things that have happened to them. That's at 7:30, and then we are on at 9.
Yes.
And we're in that too.
Right. We're in the Catharsis Time show. We each have a story. I want to stress that's not a comedy show per se. It's a storytelling show.
Okay.
But people usually laugh. It's good funny. Performers. People usually it's laugh funny. At points during the shows. We've
sure.
got some funny moments in ours. And ours is a comedy show. It used to be a comedy showcase of a lot of other comics. This year we thought, hey, we're the ones producing it. Let's do longer form comedy for us. So mm-hmm. Sean Hennessy, who is a local comic, is our host.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderhoff, who was a finalist in Rochester's Funniest Person Contest at the Carlson, is our featured act. And then it's the two of us.
And you guys are going to be on stage for about 60 minutes? Yes, an hour?
So the show is an hour. It's a chance for both of us to work on some longer sets. You know, and that's the tough thing in comedy is unless you're getting booked, you know, at a Carlson or something, you don't get a chance to stretch out and do those 15 or 20 or 25 minute sets. So she did the really long set at our show last week. And then I'm closing this week. And my theory, since we're the last show during Fringe this year and I'm the last one on stage, I think I'm headlining Fringe. Sorry, Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, he is.
Move over, Chelsea.
That's a big deal. And so, by the way, you guys, who's the funnier one in the relationship? I know you know the answer to this. Who would you say it is?
Actually, our teenage son.
Yeah.
He's like, neither of these two. Right.
That's a good answer.
No one is in the room with us.
And he hates the fact, you know, he's sitting at home and we're doing comedy and he's sitting up in his room with the headphones on and trying to pretend that none of this is happening.
Drowning it out, yeah, fully.
Yeah, we always have to tell him ahead. He tries to get a friend to come over. He never watches our stuff.
I love that.
Really? Yeah.
And our daughter is in college in New York City, so she's not home. When she's home, sometimes she watches, but she will also say she likes comedy. They both say they like comedy, but they don't like stand-up.
Oh, they don't like stand-up.
That's just not their favorite form of comedy.
If you guys are just tuning in.
What other forms are there?
I mean, sketch comedy, right. Videos, okay. And, you know,
yeah.
Other stuff like that.
Lisa and Scott Feibusch are in the studio. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Fringe Fest. They are a married couple. They've been doing this for a long time. You guys have been married 29 years, coming up at 30 years in May. And tomorrow night, you guys can go and see them in the location, if you didn't say it already.
Club Soda at the School of the Arts on Prince Street. You can get tickets at the door. You can get them ahead at Rochester Fringe.
RochesterFringe.com.
And can you guys do us a favor and give us like just showcase a minute of possibly your show for tomorrow night?
So we both do bits about our kids. I do more than she does because I have to, you know, just go for the cheap humor and talk about the kids. But we both talk about having, you know, a child who has now reached adulthood. So my daughter just recently, she just turned 22 this last week, and it did in my best joke, which is that my daughter just turned 21, just had her very first drink.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, no, but not at all.
As a middle-aged dad, you have to believe this. And she drinks these 20-year-olds. You know, I'm 53. I drink single malts that are older than my daughter is.
Of course.
Which is more expensive the older that she gets.
Very much so.
She will drink anything. I go to her apartment in Brooklyn, and she hands me, she salvaged this old stuff from my mom's house. She says, Dad, you want some blackberry brandy? It's good when you mix it with Sprite.
Blackberry brandy and honestly, I can get down with that.
It actually reminds me, when I was in college, the drink my roommate and I mixed was strawberry schnapps and Diet Dr. Pepper, which sounds horrid now, but we drank that a lot.
Honestly, Lisa, if you mix anything with Dr. Pepper, it's going to taste...
It masks it.
It's going to taste phenomenal.
We gave you guys water bottles.
That's my favorite drink. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. In addition to drinking, our daughter is a somewhat liberal smoker. Cigarettes, the good kind of smoke. Oh, no. We wouldn't tolerate tobacco in our house.
Oh, no.
Our whole family.
She's like, no.
What happens when you let Gen Xers become parents? Yeah. We were never meant to do this.
Yeah. So I always say I'm the sandwich generation because I have gotten high with both my dad and my daughter.
Okay.
And when I was visiting her, she took advantage of my car and credit card and said, can you take my friends and me to IKEA? Because they could buy stuff and actually not have to lug it home on the subway.
Right.
And we're getting ready to go, and I hear her say to her roommate, want to have a bowl before we go?
Yeah, I can get...
So pre-gaming IKEA, which I did not know was a thing, and I was thinking, boy, I wish I could try that. That's got to be a really interesting experience, being high in IKEA, but I couldn't do it because I was the driver.
And you knew what a bowl was?
Of course.
Of course you did.
I would have thought bowl of ice cream. I was like, yeah, put some whipped cream on it.
Lisa and Scott Feibusch are live in the studio with us. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Fringe. Thank you guys so much for coming into the studio this morning. I appreciate that and spending some time with us. Tickets are $15.
Yes.
And you have two shows tomorrow at 7:30 and 9?
7:30 is catharsis time, and then you can get another set of tickets, come right back into the room, and enjoy an awesome hour of comedy with us.
Yay!
Or you can go to the box office and just buy tickets for both shows.
Yeah, I mean,
sit at catharsis time and then just relax.
You don't have to get up.
Wait for our show.
Yeah, I love sitting. All right, awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We're so excited for you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. You are the, I will say it again, New York State married comedy couple. The best in the business.
The mom and dad.
The mom and dad.
The
thank
upstate.
You guys.
Yep.
Thank you, Scott and Lisa. Yay! Appreciate you guys. We'll see you tomorrow night at Fringe Fest. It's PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Some of you may have heard the story earlier this week of a Spirit Airlines flight flying way too close to Air Force One.
Spirit, I must have missed this one.
This is, they're constantly in the news. They are the Motel 6 of the skies, and they were flying too close to Mr. Donald Trump, who was aboard Air Force One over Long Island en route to a state visit to the UK. And Spirit Airlines Flight 1300, which was going from Fort Lauderdale to Boston, ended up flying on a path way too close to him. And air traffic control repeatedly radioed Spirit to turn 20 degrees right to avoid converging paths. So the guy in air traffic control grew frustrated by delayed responses, and he says out loud to the pilots, "Will you pay attention? Get off your iPad." I'm like, this is a disaster. They played it on ABC News, too.
No way.
Spirit seems to be the Carnival Cruise of airlines. There's always something wild happening.
I didn't even know Carnival Cruise was bad.
Well, what do you think that documentary about Poop Deck, where do you think that came from?
Poop Cruise. It was one time, you know. These things happen.
From fights on the plane to pilots being arrested and then the bankruptcies. It's a mess.
It is.
What is the exact moment during your flight when you thought, yep, I'm never flying this airline again? 585-252-9800.
How much time do we have?
I mean, 2 weeks ago, flying from Atlanta to Rome, flight attendant walked over to me with cardboard and X-Acto knife and tape and asked me to fix the broken window. I said, absolutely not. I don't work here. Everyone on the plane had a window shade except me. I'm like, this is really bad when the sun comes up. This is going to be really bad.
I was so excited to fly Breeze Airways because obviously my name, they're brand new planes, brand new airline. Like they were the cream of the crop when it came to discount airlines. They are. I will still argue.
Do they fly out of Rochester?
I think they do now. They do actually, because they do have direct flights to Vegas, which is amazing. But nevertheless, I was flying Breeze and I was, you know, living my best life. And the thing about these direct airline or like cheaper airlines is they have direct flights to the places that you actually want to go.
Right.
Florida, Vegas, Charleston, you name it.
For not a lot of money.
No. I was coming home from Florida and I was next to this woman. It was just the two of us. She was at the window. I was in the aisle. And she barfed the entire 2.5 hour duration of the flight.
Oh, that must have stunk.
And I was like, wait a second. How? Because I know myself. If I throw up, if I barf, I can't barf into a little hole this big of a barf bag.
Can't do it.
I'm projectiling.
Right.
I'm winning an Oscar, right? So the fact that she got her little puke in this little bag for 2.5 hours straight, I was like, this is a nightmare for me.
Did they have to keep switching out the bag?
No. I was like, where's it all going? So then I was like, you know, this isn't really Breeze's fault. Like, they can't help the fact that someone got sick on their flight, but they can also make it right for me. So I emailed them and I said, I'm honestly disgusted by the fact that I had to basically sit next to this woman and like share her bodily fluids because they were all over. And they were like, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. That's so crazy. Yeah,
right. So like, they agreed with you.
Yeah. They were like, that's wild. Here is I think they gave me 10,000 points. And I was like, let's go. I'm going to be flying for life, baby. It equated to $10.
Oh, that's
so. And I literally was like, we'll see you in small claims. Like, yeah, absolutely yeah. not.
They give you
I haven't flown them since.
So you get a $10 voucher after
$10
all
voucher.
That.
I can't even get like a drink on a flight with a $10 voucher. Are they high? Well, probably.
You can get a drink on a flight with $10. Nothing costs 10 bucks on a plane.
Yes, it does. Well, no, because once they gave it to me, I started looking up all of their amenities, right, in the sky. The charcuterie is like 15. I was like, I'm not me still owing $5. I hate it here.
Oh, that's so tough.
Anyways.
Let me go over to, guys, I kid you not, I was flying Spirit out of Florida last year. The seatbelt wouldn't click, and the guy said, just talk it in under you.
What?
I was shocked. Never again. Plus the soda cost me $5. That is so tough.
So
just talk it under you.
So I'm looking at flights right now. I'm on Breeze because I'm giving them another chance because they are flying out of Rochester starting 2026, first of the year. And I'm like, oh, this is a discount airline. Like, it's going to be so great. I just looked for a direct flight from here to Fort Myers, $460. I'm like, this is not a discount airline.
No, it's not.
At all. No, I'm pissed.
Chrissy says, good morning, guys. I was flying Frontier. My flight attendant rolled her eyes when I asked her for a second ginger ale. I was beyond insulted. I'm never again going to fly them. Lost my luggage one time, Southwest. I had to wear flip-flops to a funeral. Yes, I took it personally.
Flip-flops to a funeral. New podcast coming soon on the Odyssey app.
The Crocs.
I think that flying is obviously like a very special thing that we have. And not a lot of people can do it, right? Like, not everyone can go be a pilot. It takes years and years of training. But I feel like once you're up there, it's a free-for-all. I really do. I feel that way. It's
what do you mean a free-for-all?
Like, I just feel like the pilots are playing on their iPads. People are puking in the seats. Like, people are ordering millions of dollars off SkyMall. Like, it's just crazy.
I don't know, man. Flying is a... If you get nervous sometimes, like I do, and I've been on hundreds of flights, literally hundreds of them. There's only
humble brag.
I'm just saying.
Like, I'm loaded, so obviously no, I've flown private 100,000 times.
Half of those I never had to pay for. Right. You know, it's so important to find a sugar mama. But I'm just kidding. It was work. But a lot of those times when you get on a flight, you never ever know what's going to happen. But what makes it even worse is when you get on an airline like Spirit or Frontier, and they just act like you're bothering them.
Yeah.
Like them coming over and asking me to fix my own window with a knife and cardboard. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a movie. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
No, fully.
My mom's like, don't cause any problems. I'm like, I don't work for Delta. I'm so sorry.
Also, like when we flew to San Diego last summer and you just like didn't want to sit with me, I was like really upset about that. You didn't even like act. I was having like past trauma with my father because every time we board a flight, he acts like he doesn't know who I am.
Well, because he's busy booking first class and he sends you peasants to the back of the plane.
Every time. He's like, I had points. It's like, wait, what?
98PXY is free and always will be.
You may hate to admit this, but how many of you listening hate the fact that your ex is thriving? If so, call us and tell us about it. 585-252-9800. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You ever check up?
This is how all my exes feel about me.
I don't know. I don't think all of them.
Probably most of them.
Any of you guys ever check up on your ex and they're, I don't know, they're somehow living a much better life than you? They got a new job, new set of teeth.
New car.
There's
new house. New fiance.
Suddenly running marathons. And yes, you can say how happy you are for them until you're blue in the face. But sometimes, I don't know. Deep down, you're probably lying. And I don't think you should feel bad about it. You know, it's normal to feel a certain way when you generally see someone doing better than you, especially an ex.
Right.
You know what I mean? How many times I've looked an ex in the eyes and I said, you know, I wish you the best. I don't mean it.
Yeah, you didn't mean any of it. Never once. You're like, I absolutely hate your guts, so.
When I moved back from LA to Rochester, my ex saw everything I was doing. And she sent me a message on Instagram that said, looks like you're doing well. Happy for you. She hated that I was happy.
Hated
and
that.
Thriving. Hated it. Couldn't but it made me feel so good. And it's why you shouldn't block anyone online, you guys. Let them see how well you're doing.
I would never. I wouldn't dream of it.
No, of course not you.
I wouldn't dream of it. Has every ex ever blocked me? Of course. course.
All your exes have blocked
have
you.
Have I ever what blocked an ex? Absolutely not.
What is...
Not in my wildest dreams.
There's a trend there. What do you think that comes from?
They just can't see it.
Has every single one of your past relationships ended poorly?
Mine?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
I feel like yes and no. Like, it's definitely like started out like that, but mm-hmm. it didn't stay. Like, we just talked about my favorite ex the other day. Like, love her.
Yes, we all have. We do. We all have at least one favorite ex. And the ones,
they're just like normal humans. Yeah, you know you what just, I mean? Like, yeah. There's other ones that just like aren't normal. It didn't, like, whatever.
Didn't end on terrible terms. Right. We all have at least one favorite ex.
Right.
But the ones that you're not fond of anymore, maybe it ended very poorly. It was toxic.
But like I'm saying, like, it doesn't always start ending on great terms. Like, you left your favorite ex sobbing at the airport. I'm sure she couldn't talk to you for years after that.
Oh, no. She had to go to therapy.
Yeah, for sure.
I had to move away. Let's get to some of your texts and calls. Hello, PXY.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
And, you know, I just have to say it's really true what you guys are talking about, because I was dating a real loser, and I hate that he's doing well. You know?
Okay.
I hate it. Like, seriously, I mean, he's only doing well because of me, and that just sucks, you know? And, you know, if it wasn't for me, he'd be sitting around drinking energy drinks and eating frozen pizza and, like, picking his nose. It's, like, ridiculous.
Cute.
You're, so, you know, you're fired up, Danielle. When did this relationship, when did it end?
About a year or so ago.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, you know.
You're unhappy that he's doing well now?
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah. Yes, because like
she
was,
he was
a nightmare. Exactly. So like, you know, I used to beg him to go on walks with me or go to the gym or get a better job. And right. He would never do any of that. He was just so lazy. And, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I did end up cheating on him and moving on to somebody better. But I never cheated on him physically. Like, I cheated on him emotionally.
Oh, that's so that's great. Much better than that's much
yes,
better. Sure.
I think so. I mean,
she's
I just
like, of
got,
course.
You know, what do you expect? The guy was just a lump and he was just a nightmare and he never
Danielle.
Wanted to do anything.
Danielle, I'm sure it must feel good to take a nice steamy dump all over this poor guy. But if he was so gross to you, why did you start dating him to begin with?
Correct.
Well, he wasn't that way when I started. I mean, he seemed like he had his act together. And then he just kind of, I don't know, just gave up on everything. Yeah,
was he depressed?
Was one of those things where, no, it was more like I was making good money, so he didn't have to kind of thing. It's kind of like he was like, oh, well, I'm just going to take the easy way out, you know,
he
kind
was
of thing, I think.
So he was comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, a little too comfortable, you mm-hmm. know. And then, you know, we end up breaking up, and he loses over 70 pounds. And now he's posting these shirtless gym selfies, and everybody's like, wow, you look so amazing. You know, and I'm thinking, where was this guy? Where was this guy when he was sitting around inhaling mozzarella sticks in my couch every night?
Oh, man. This is brutal.
You know?
He's seeking his revenge.
I don't want him back.
His revenge
body.
But,
you know, yeah. I guess so. But,
why can't
I wouldn't even want him back.
Why can't you just be happy for him?
I don't know. It just bugs me. Like,
because secretly,
you know,
we can't be, right?
I guess so, because I just hate that he waited until after he was with me to get his life back together. And then and for some reason, it just gets under my skin that he's doing well. And he was such a, I don't know, such a, when he was with me.
Nightmare.
You know? I don't know. Part of me feels like you should be happy for him as far as his health is concerned, that he's turned his act around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, I did reach out to him, you know, to see how he was doing, and he didn't even respond. Like,
do you blame him? You cheated on him.
Right.
But it wasn't like that. I just got really attached to somebody else, and then, you know, we broke up, and then I started being with this other guy. It wasn't like I was running around on him. Okay?
Oh, my God. I don't know what's better.
I know. Whatever you got to tell yourself, Danielle. That's wild. So are you still with the other guy?
I'm still with the other guy, and I'm actually really happy with him, and I know
sounds
it's terrible,
it.
But it just bugs me. It just bugs me that this guy is, like, you know, flaunting it all over the place, and he's got such a fat ego that used to go with his fat body, and now I hope he gains all that weight back.
Oh, Danielle, come on. That's
this is wild.
Danielle.
Not you wishing for someone's downfall and their health.
I know. What are you doing, Danielle?
This is a low point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick.
Then don't go on his Facebook.
Block. Delete. Block. Delete.
Yeah, what? I know.
That's what my therapist says too.
I just feel like I put in all this time and energy into the before version, and now somebody's going to get the upgraded model, and that's just not fair.
It is what it is. You sound extremely jelly. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you sound so bitter.
You're very bitter. And, you know, hey, people move on, and you just happened to, you helped him get to maybe a place where he needed it the most. That was your only job, and now you move on.
Yeah.
That's it. Think about it in terms of that way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, well, have a good rest of your morning.
You sound like you're going to have a great weekend, so.
I was just calling and laying into what you're talking about and being, like, real, so.
I know.
My two cents.
I appreciate the story. All right, have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, so if you guys are just joining us, Danielle was calling in to share with us how proud she is of her ex and all of his accomplishments. Danielle doesn't sound bitter at all, you guys. Her ex finally got himself together, and she's pissed she's still in the same place.
The thing about it is, like, whenever you date someone, 9 times out of 10, there's a very slim portion, unless you, like, literally dated a narcissist, that the person who's going to end up with that person after you, they're going to get a better version. That's just inevitable. Like, because they're always going to get the better version because we're learning, we're growing, we're changing every day. And if you're not, that's on you.
That's correct. Exactly. You want to be better than you were a year ago, or, you know.
Correct.
And the person you're ultimately with and the person you're supposed to end up with is always going to bring the best out of you.
Yeah. What's for you shall not pass, you know?
Good morning, guys. This is Megan. This is my life to a T. I helped my ex get sober, got him on track with a new job. Then he left and married the next girl he met right after me. The thriving is an understatement. All right, yeah, well, what are you going
to
do?
It's really fine. Like, you're fine. It's fine.
Not everyone has to cheer for their ex. But rooting against someone's health is just, it's crazy.
She's like wishing a gastric bypass on him. It's crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.